My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Chiefs beat the Ravens 27-20. And the Ravens thought they had that sucker all tied up at the end of the game, but a toe lands on the white, and so the Ravens are 0-1. That means we can wake up and be happy. But the thing that struck me watching last night's game, Doran, was that the Steelers, they're like the average Joes. You watch the movie Dodgeball, hell of a movie. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. And I look at the Steelers and I think, they got moxie, they got the toughs, but they're the average Joes. The Ravens and the Chiefs, to me, are Globo Gym. And they're built different. Oh, geez, let's just run an end around to Xavier Worthy, who's the fastest man in America. Bang, touchdown. I look at the Ravens, and on one key fourth down play, it didn't work. They got Zay Flowers. Or Jones.
Flowers.
They got Zay Flowers ducked down beneath the right tackle, and the chief safety has no idea he even exists. He's probably counting, one, two, three, four. Oh, wait, where's on. The 11th
where's
guy?
Yet?
Where the heck is this guy? Bang! Flowers comes out. Safety goes the other way. Now, Ravens needed to put a block on one of the cornerbacks out there, would have sprung a big play, but the creativity that we saw from the Ravens offense, the creativity you always see from the Chiefs offense, the caliber of player on both offenses, and I hate to start the morning like this, doesn't mean the Steelers can't win their games this year, but it looked, Doran, to me, a layman, like those teams are a cut above, that those teams are playing, for lack of a better way of saying it, a different sport.
It looked like they both picked up where they left off in the AFC Championship game. I mean, I know that was a low-scoring game, but both teams look like that. They're in week four.
Yes,
right now they weren't missing a beat. It was very, very exciting, very entertaining. First game of the season, and that's what you get whenever you have arguably the best quarterback of all time on TV, and arguably the best athletic quarterback of all time on TV. Like, and they produced, and they are on a different level than everybody else, and rightfully so. And both teams have added. Obviously, Derrick Henry is the running back. I mean, he didn't do anything spectacular, but he's still Derrick Henry. You still have to
prepare.
You have to account for him, I mean, mentally and physically. And then, like you just said, Xavier Worthy. I mean, even Travis Kelce wasn't a huge factor in the game. I think he had like two or three catches. But they have other weapons. They have other creativity. Those teams are in midseason form. They're in midseason form. And that's why this makes this so anxious for Sunday for us to view the Steelers, to see what the Steelers of 2024 have. Like, I mean, are we going to see creativity? Are we going to see some guys flash that we're not expecting to? Like, because they kind of have to if you want to compete with that. Because that, at the end of the day, is what you have to go through.
Yep.
What we saw last night, if you're a Steelers fan, and we just talked about the Steelers having a great fan base, and we love the Steelers, we're from Pittsburgh, we love our Steelers and everything. Everything is all good always, year in and year out. Even if they win or lose, we still love the Steelers. But at the end of the day, what you watched last night, and most, probably about 98% of people who watch football and like the Steelers watched that game last night. That's what you got to go through if you want to win a championship.
It's scary. And I saw Pony tweet last night, the Ravens are a regular season team. They have been. That's kind of the problem, though. I know that you probably have Steelers fans that listened to exactly what you just said and thought, no problem, Baltimore. We handle Baltimore. Baltimore's going to win a bunch of games in a regular season. And you might beat them one out of two times. You might beat them twice. They're still going to win 12 games. That's what they do every year. So if you don't and you fancy yourself a playoff team, you're going on the road. Because you're not winning the division. People criminally underrate Lamar Jackson around here because the Steelers beat him. He beats everybody else. And I realized they lost last night. You take their game, you transpose that against any other opponent in the NFL, save for maybe two, they're winning the game last night.
Yeah.
That's a great football team.
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, going for a three-peat. That's a great football team. I don't know that the Ravens, you say they picked up right where they left off last year. I would largely agree. I think they're trying to figure out exactly what they are. I don't think they want Lamar throwing it 41 times.
Mm-hmm.
But he carried it 16 for 122 because you have to contend with Derrick Henry, who only had 13 carries for 46 yards, did have that touchdown early in the game. They're going to be a problem. The Chiefs are a problem. And the other thing is, the Chiefs had Hollywood Brown, and we'll see what that looks like eventually for them. The Ravens add Derrick Henry. The Chiefs add Xavier Worthy. Buffalo, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not only should Buffalonians be mad, everyone in the NFL should be mad at the Chiefs because you'd rather him be playing for Buffalo.
Yes.
Because they don't need that gadget. And he rushes for a touchdown and catches a touchdown. So you think about the additions that these teams made, and the Steelers did uproot their roster and change their quarterback room. But they didn't add any weapons. Xavier Worthy, Derrick Henry, Hollywood Brown, Van Jefferson. One of these things ain't like the other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, how are you going to fight fire with fire? I guess you're going to try to line up, play great defense, but you're going to have to score points. And from a roster creation standpoint, I don't think the Steelers did enough. They upgraded at the most important position, no question, but I don't think they did enough to keep up with the Joneses, and ultimately I think that's where we're going to see this thing fall apart this year. It's early, and by that I mean, haven't played a dang game,
yeah.
But that's my read before the season even kicks off for the Steelers. You can win games the way they're constructed. Can you win the games?
No.
I don't think,
you
man.
You just can't. Like, it's just, I mean, and these teams can run the football too. Like, it's not just in the air as we saw with the Ravens yesterday. But, I mean, the Chiefs can run the football. Pacheco, you know, they can do multiple things. If you could do multiple things, then it's hard to prepare for. The Steelers really, I think it really comes down to offensive line, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
If this offensive line has to figure it out early. If they can be a decent offensive line, I think the Steelers will have a chance. As you saw last night, there were so many legal formations, and, you know, the Ravens' offensive line wasn't great. At some points in the game last night, if the Steelers' offensive line could figure it out, I think that you could figure everything else out a little bit enough to try to compete. To try to compete
yeah.
with the guys that we saw, with the teams that we saw last night.
Yeah, I do think there's a recipe there, and this is one game. It's not gospel, but the Ravens had the ball for 34 minutes. Like, that's what you got to try to do.
Yep.
And you kind of, if you're zigging when everyone else is zagging, can you hold the ball for 35 minutes? Can you hold it for 36 minutes? Can you keep Patrick Mahomes antsy on the sideline and then convert a couple of those long, time-sustaining drives into touchdowns? If you do, that's the recipe.
Because mm-hmm.
you do have the dogs on defense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The one positive I take away from just watching last night's game and relating it to the Steelers, and you kind of hit on it there, is they're really going to enforce the tackles needing to be up near the line of scrimmage this year.
Yeah.
Think that might benefit Mr. TJ Watt a little bit?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
I think finally you've got something that's going to get called that is going to benefit the defense. And when's the last time that the NFL has made something a point of emphasis where you go, oh, wow, that might actually help the D? I think if you are strictly enforcing that, that is going to help edge rushers in the NFL.
It will, but it might hurt the Steelers on offense too, because, I mean, if say that you do have Faltanu in there, you do have Broderick Jones, you got two young players that are just trying to just get their feet underneath them. I mean, the Steelers are moving the ball, and all of a sudden flag, and then they get backed up. And then the whole play call changes. Then you have Russ Wilson going in there, and then you give up. Like, it could benefit the Steelers on defense, but it could also hurt them. It could also hurt them. So hopefully this gets cleaned up early on. I know that Mike Tomlin's with his guys right now being like, look at this. Just those clips of, well, I believe it was Ronnie Stanley maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just those clips. We need to make sure that we are cleaned up in this area because we cannot hurt ourselves.
Problem is, when they clean that up, I'd rather have Broderick Jones like a half a yard back.
Right.
I'd rather have, for God darn sure, Dan Moore Jr. half a yard back, a little wiggle room there, that would help. You line up correctly, it's only going to help the edge rushers. I didn't think of it from that standpoint. For that, I am dumb. Dang it. It is 6:11. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they could do for you. I kind of like the kickoff rule now. I didn't love it before. I think it's quite complicated. I do think based on one game, you're going to have more of a competitive play. It's not just going to be pee break or beer break time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's better. I don't know that anybody was asking for it apart from NFL coaches. And maybe the players union wants it because more guys are going to get a chance to play.
Safer.
It is supposedly safer, yeah.
It definitely is.
The only reason I say supposedly is because there's going to be more returns, which means there's going to be more chances for injury. But as far as the play is concerned, it's absolutely safer. You're definitely right about that.
Yeah, you're eliminating all the collisions, like the big collisions. The physics of running down and running into somebody just doesn't make sense. Running down at 20 yards full speed and guys standing still, like now you're, you know, what, 5 yards apart, and it's more like a offensive-defensive play.
That's true. If I get rear-ended in traffic by some old lady, okay, there might be a scuff on the back of my car. Someone hits me going 70.
Different.
Ring, ring.
Yes.
Hey, insurance, how we doing today? Not good.
Not good.
Yeah, you're right about that. I saw an old lady driving from work like 3 days ago, swerving. I'm like, what is this person drunk? I might have to call 911. I look over. She's in two lanes. She's doing one of them things. She got the steering wheel, and all you see are eyes.
Oh, my
God. It looks like a Bug's Life. All you see is just two eyes up over the steering wheel. I'm like, all right, that makes sense. What are you, 97 years old?
Jeez.
R.I.P. Grandma.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.